Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, which says, "It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Endurance is a much-needed trait in many aspects of life. Depending on where you live, this right now might be a time of year that requires a lot of snow shoveling. Well, it takes endurance to complete a task like that. Successful marriages require endurance. Raising children requires endurance. Making it to the other end of our trials requires endurance as well. It's also correct to say that loving well requires endurance. There isn't a single day of our lives that we haven't sinned against Christ in some way. Our thoughts, words, and deeds often reveal the presence of our old nature. Yet our Lord is patient with us. He endures with us in the midst of this process of growth and maturity that He's bringing us through. He doesn't abandon us midstream, even on our worst days. If that's how His love operates toward us, should we abandon others who are also in this process of growth? If true love endures all things, is there a line someone could cross that would grant us permission to no longer love them? What would it say about our understanding of Christ's love if we answered yes? The love of Christ at work within us is an enduring love, and our love is always called to reflect His. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at a small portion of it today. And Lord, we're grateful for these verses from 1 Corinthians 13 that remind us, among all the things that it's speaking of here, that love endures all things. Lord, we recognize that there are many things in our lives that require endurance. But Lord, we also know that when it comes to love, You want us to be people who utilize Your strength to endure in the way that we need to endure so that love can be effectively shown. Lord, we see that we are not perfect people. We sin against You and we sin against one another. And in the midst of that, it can be very easy for us to simply want to give up on others. Maybe we feel like they've crossed a line, or maybe we feel like they've stretched us too far. But then we come back to what Your Word tells us, and Your Word tells us that true love endures all things. And we see that kind of love in Your Son, Jesus Christ. The love of Christ is an enduring love. And Father, we're grateful that we have been blessed to be the recipients of that kind of love. So we pray that we would also reflect that love to others. We're grateful for this reminder from Your Word today, and we're grateful for the love that You consistently show us. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.